I'm here this morning in colorful Colorado with Henry Miersma, a good friend of mine. And Henry and I have been reading a book along with several other guys called Draw the Circle, The 40-Day Prayer Challenge, a book written by Mark Batterson. And we just finished on February 26th. And Henry, just give me your initial thoughts of reading and praying the last 40 days.
Well, let me first say that it was a good book, and I appreciate what Mark Batterson wrote, and I appreciated the opportunity to be involved in the 40-day of prayer. And you know, the book is great in that it makes you think, and it makes you think about the way that you relate to God in a different way, and it makes you think outside the box, and so. That was a good challenge, and I appreciated that. And it helps you in the sense of just focusing on various aspects of prayer and various aspects of your walk, and I like that.
Is there one particular story or experience that Mark shares in the book that made you think, wow, this is crazy, or it inspired you? Can you think of example?
Well, of course, the thought of driving down a highway and being in the middle of a road trip and then getting out of your car and walking down the street in Dayton, Ohio, and having a phone in a public phone book ring while you're walking by, and you know no one's around, and then he answers it, and it's for him, and it's a woman who just randomly got a bunch of numbers and rang that phone number. And that, to me, that was the story that just really stood out to me as being so amazing. Yeah, it's like very hard to believe, to be quite honest. It's a challenge to believe that. But the fact that, you know, that happened just blows my mind. And I think of that and I think, wow, what a God.
And if I remember that story, he went on to say how he went back into the store where his kids were and his wife, and they just said, you know, God knows where I am. Mm-hmm. And we know that. We know God knows where we're at. Yeah. But a crazy story, and you hear more of those God stories, divine appointments, that only God could set him up. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the premises that I loved about the book is that we pray really for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. When these things happen, and when God sets up these divine appointments, and when lives are being touched, and coffee shop, just they'd be prayed for 3 years, and God just opens doors and finance. But it's really all not about us. Mm. It's about the glory of God. And how can God be exalted in our prayer lives and through how we live? And so that was one of the things that I really appreciated as well. Would you recommend this book to somebody else?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I appreciated most was just the very basic nature of the very first chapter, where Mark invites the reader to pray for revival in their own heart. And I think, you know, to be quite honest, that's probably not a thought that goes through our minds as far as on an everyday walk. You know, I think a lot of times we pray for revival in the world, but maybe not as often do we say pray, you know, for revival in our own hearts. And I think that was a good thing for, I think that's a great aspect of the book. I think that was good for me. I don't think that is a negative for anybody, in a sense that doesn't matter where you are in your walk. I always believe that we can improve our walk. And I think that was a really great way to start the book.
And the book's interesting because it talks about drawing a circle, and he gives an illustration of this crazy rabbi who lived back in the times of Jesus or a little before Jesus, and it had been a drought, people had been dying, and he draws this circle. His name was Honi the Circle Maker, I think that's what he's called. He draws this circle, gets in it, and says, God, I'm not going to leave until you send the rain. Mm. And we hear that, and that's kind of blaspheming, isn't it? Just like, oh, this is crazy. And yet he does it, and people think he's crazy, and eventually it rains, and God blesses the people. And so Mark kind of uses that illustration, and he challenges you to draw a circle around something in your life, a challenge, something that you really want to give to God that's impossible. Were there any things that you want to share, or any crazy things that you're praying about, or not, or just not crazy things, but oops.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in life. You know, I wish that I could say I had something amazing that I was praying for that was like way outside of the box in that sense. But I think for me, I'm like a lot of people. You know, you pray for your family and your kids, and you pray for various things going on. And a lot of times we get wrapped up in that. And of course, one of the things that, you know, I prayed for was, you know, my son is working in the photography field, and he has a job now that works in the evening shifts, and he's hoping to get on the day shift. And we've been praying for an opportunity to come his way where he could go into the day shift. And we've been praying for that as a result of this. And that actually happened, where he got an opportunity to get on a day shift. And it was a temporary thing, but it was kind of a first step. And we saw that as an answer to prayer. And of course, that's not a mountain being moved, but that is an important little step. And it was an answer, and it was cool. I think a lot of things like that are little answers are also very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that I found, you know, I had my circles. I definitely had my family in the circle, and big stuff, small stuff. But I think one of the things that God did to me, as I just devoted more time to prayer, I'd do some prayer walking in the afternoons, and God just started showing me my heart. And things that I needed to let go of, or issues that I was struggling with, you know, going back to control or pride, learning to die to some of those things. So even though I'm praying for these other things out there, as I'm praying and entering in the presence of God, I think the Holy Spirit was also doing a work in me, and showing me areas, hey, Tim, if you want more of me, and that was one of my prayers, God, I just want more of you. Mm. If nothing else, give me more of you. And then the hard thing is, okay, you want more of me. Well, you need to make room. And there's some issues, or there's fears or issues that I want you to work on, that you trust me, no matter what the situation looks like, that you really trust me, Tim. Mm. And are you willing to let those things go? So that was kind of a side thing, because I had all the list and I prayed every day, circled stuff in my journal. And I guess I didn't expect God to do some deeper work in my heart, but that's probably the best place I needed to start, was my own heart. Did you have any personal things as you're praying the 40 days too?
You know, it's everyone's at a different place, and Tim, you and I have known each other a long time, and I know that you spend a lot of time in prayer, and you are a great prayer warrior. And I am not the poster boy for being a prayer warrior, but I think I'm like most people, and we get busy, and we get too busy with silly things that really don't matter. And what this did for me was just help me realize how I needed to refocus and become more disciplined. And I think, like I said, everyone's in a different place, but for some of us, that's an important thing as well. But yeah, just to let go and let God, as they say, right? Mm-hmm. And have the discipline to spend time and reflect on what he's doing, and to give things up to him that, you know, normally I probably worry about too much and spend too much time trying to figure out how to get things, you know, done on my own. So there's various levels, I think, of areas where this book can help. So,
yeah, I think you start it and you may think you're praying this way, but God may have a whole different direction that he wants to take you.
Yeah.
And I definitely found that in some of the prayer times that I had. Would this be good for like a husband and wife to do together? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I believe my wife and I are planning on doing it. So that that was something that I think even as a group of believers who are trying to work for a common cause, this would be a great book to go through. But yeah, definitely that idea of getting together and just reading through what's going on in the book and thinking about that, chewing on that, praying into that. I think that's great for a couple.
Yeah, I think it leads to some great conversations.
Absolutely.
That just brings you closer to your spouse, closer to God, and just some cool things that God can do through your marriage. Or I know one of our friends who lives in Michigan, their whole family's doing it. Mm. And a couple other friends that they're doing it with their wives or their kids. So I think it's a great way to help your family grow as well. And one of the fruits of all this is we've seen just the guys that we've been praying with, Henry and I have been praying with, how it's spreading. Mm. It's crazy. A church is going to do it now. I had a call just last night from another pastor who heard we're doing it. And he said, "Tim, what do you think about our staff doing it?" I said, "Mm. It'd be awesome to do this as a church staff and pray and grow together." But I'm so excited. The friend who Henry and I know, actually it's a church that Henry goes to, they're going to be doing it right after Easter. Mm. And just the impact that's going to have on that local church and how it will spread. Prayer has a credible way of spreading all over the place. When we start praying, it knows no limits. And we've heard stories of guys buying in our group, buying 40 books and handing them out to employees or people they worked with and family members. So great stuff. Africa teams that are going to Africa are using it. So if you read it, it's going to multiply. It's going to spread. Any closing thoughts, Henry? Anything you'd like to say to somebody who might pick this book up and read it, and any encouragement you could give them, one last word of hope or encouragement?
You know, it's what the beauty of this book and doing it, what is asked of in this book is that it's not hard. It's very easy. It doesn't make you go out in front of a group and speak, like, which is like the last thing I want to do. You can do this in the privacy of your own quiet time. And, you know, we are called to humble ourselves. And I think that this book is a way to do that and actually make the decision that you need to do this and that it will be good for you and that it's not a waste of time. And I think God will honor that. And I believe that is part of it. It's just making the effort to set aside the time. I know that some people feel like, yeah, that's hard to do. But in the busyness of life, just find a way to stop. And whether you are in a regular pattern of quiet time or maybe you have trouble having quiet time, make the effort to do this. Just say, okay, for 40 days, I am going to do this for 40 days. And then, you know, you can reevaluate where you're at. But what you will find is that if it's a challenge for you, the beginning, you may not spend, you know, more than 10 or 15 minutes. And maybe by the end of the book, you'll see that the time will have increased. So it is somewhat like weightlifting with your spiritual life. You know, you kind of put some work into it and then you reap the benefits of that. So, but I believe that it is well worth the time and I would highly recommend it.
Amen. And I would add that my encouragement for you to do this, if you're thinking about it. And I really believe I was writing a blog this morning about this. And I really believe that we're in the midst of a prayer movement where God is just drawing his people back. And this is one of the tools that God is using. There are many tools. You don't have to use this book. Mm. But there are many tools out there. And I'm excited. I really think there's a prayer movement beginning. And that means that God has something for his people. God has something for his church. And something amazing, I believe, is coming in the future. So Henry and I strongly, as well the other guys that have been doing this with us, would strongly encourage you to pick up the book, give it a try, and watch what your Father God will do.
Why don't you remind them the name of the book?
Yeah, good. It's called Draw the Circle, the 40-Day Prayer Challenge, Mark Batterson. You can pick it up. You can order it online, Amazon. Funny thing, my daughter just tried to buy a few books yesterday, and they're out of stock, which is a good thing, because I believe a lot of people are ordering it. We know a lot of people ordering it and a church ordering it. So that's a good thing, but I'm sure it's going to be back in stock. But and it's published by Zondervan. So this was great. Thank you, Henry.
Oh,
it was
my pleasure.
Great to have you here in at least today, sunny Colorado.
Beautiful Colorado.
Not always like this in the winter, but Henry brought the sunshine from California. So thank you, Henry, for bringing sunshine.
My pleasure.
And bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless.